Afternoon, everyone. My name is Rob Tiffany. I'm the global technology lead for our IoT. We have our Azure IoT business. If anybody came to my session this morning, kind of took you from Windows Core IoT all the way out to through our Azure stack, all the way out to outputs and stuff like that. So got to feel the love with the New Zealand internet. It was good. It's my fault for having, you know, all my data center stuff in Quincy, Washington, instead of somewhere closer. It's all good. So this session is a little strange and different. A lot of my life, I do a lot of mobile strategy stuff. You know, I talk to executives lots of times every week. And I've just been in the mobile space for so long and built so many big systems and kind of helped people do strategy from end to end. And I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 months ago, I don't know how long it was, does anybody know what a Twitter storm is? Like, have you ever seen like Mark Andreessen or Steve Sinofsky or something like that do a little Twitter storm where you got a whole lot to say and maybe just go toot, 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 you know? So anyway, I did something like that on strategy and it kind of worked out. And I started, more and more CEOs and CIOs kind of like this because it's just a nice little checklist of building blocks of things to do. Nothing esoteric. This talk is typically, kind of aimed at decision makers in a company who need to make big changes. They need to make big sweeping changes, and they want to mobilize their enterprise. So if you think of yourself in here, are you that kind of decision maker, or do you work with those folks in your company, or are you a consultant that you work with customers and you need to help them mobilize their enterprise? There's no demos. It's just kind of high-level concepts, and it's just a real simple checklist. And unlike a good presentation, which is all pictures, these are all going to be tweets. So I hope that works for you. I just want to make sure we set expectations that you're just going to get a bunch of tweets, and I'm going to give you color commentary about each one. And there's a lot of them, so hopefully we'll make it through all of them by the end. We might come crash-landing into the end of the time, but that's fine. There's a bunch of them. Let's get after it here. And I've kind of broken it into three sections, and I know that this clicker is going to work. Silly me. All right, we're not going to use the clicker. We'll hit the space bar. Excellent. Okay, so I've broken this into kind of three sections. The first section is about app migration, which, when I talk to executives about their mobile strategy, a lot of times this is not the part that gets the most love. They're talking about all kinds of new things, greenfield things, or management and stuff like that. But there's this big elephant in the room, and it has to do with all these apps that are out there that need to get migrated to mobile. So let's start off with our first tweet. What you may not know is there's roughly, 2.7 or more million Win32 apps out there that run global business today. And most of these were written in the 90s, with some of your favorite old programming languages, a lot of mine. I'll talk about some of them. Some of this will just kind of be fun and silly, and some will be kind of serious. But it's a big deal. If all business is being run on that, and you wonder why did you see things in the news, like why did Apple and IBM get together? Tim Cook's looking back at his app store on Apple and seeing more than a million apps, but he scratched his head because they're all consumer apps. None of the giant vertical solutions that actually run global business were in there. Now, obviously, he wasn't going to call us up and say, "Hey, could you help us out with apps for the iPad?" So went with IBM, and That's kind of why things like that are happening. But the reality is all these apps are still running on the desktop. And they're running on XP and Windows 7, and they can run on our modern desktop as well, 8, 8, 1, and 10. But there's some good reasons to migrate those, but it's been really hard to get a lot of businesses to do that. And there's a lot of reasons for it. But there's some good reasons to do it. So when I talk to some of these folks, they kind of sit around and go, well, a lot of it is around budget. I don't have the budget to migrate all these apps. I'm just going to put a Band-Aid on this existing code base, and that's going to be cheaper or better than doing a rewrite. There's some real problems with that. part of it, when you talk to your customer or to your boss, or if you're a CIO or a decision maker in this room, about how do you move off of that problem, you know, where the idea of doing nothing is better than spending a lot of money to do something. Because trust me, you know, if you're like me, you probably were involved in lots of mega projects in the 1990s, where just, you know, it was routine for lots of big companies that I did business with to have hundreds, some even had thousands of internal applications they built. One of the biggest problems is security. You know, most analysts will come out and tell you, you know, IDC and Gartner, you know, when you look at all these hack attacks we're having on a weekly basis, over 95% of those is because of out-of-date software, unpatched software, old software. All these apps, these millions of apps that are running global business, were built, a lot of them, before the internet was widely commercially, you know, broadly used. And so a lot of the security things, the ideas, the security lifecycle, the way they were built predated those concerns. And so they're still out there. Some people are virtualizing old things. I've seen companies, I saw one company that had some OS2 apps that they needed to keep running for logistics. And obviously they couldn't get support from IBM anymore. And so ironically, the only way they could support it was, you remember we had a product called Virtual PC a long time ago? Anyway, it was XP running Virtual PC, running OS2, running their whatever app to keep things going. And it kind of clarifies for you the links that people will go to keep old stuff running rather than rewriting. But there's big security problems around, and a lot of people say, well, what do I do? You know, and you kind of say, well, you know, maybe go through and do an inventory in your company, come up with a checklist of all the hundreds of apps